Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, we're talking with Davika Napo, the organizer behind The Mom Market, a vibrant pop-up event coming to the Bethlehem Rose Garden on August 24th. The market celebrates and supports mom and women entrepreneurs from across the Lehigh Valley, featuring local businesses, artisan goods, and wellness vendors, all in a family-friendly, community-focused setting. Davika, hello, welcome.
Hi, I love how you bring the energy on a Tuesday morning.
Yes, I'm pumped. A lot of coffee is my secret to success. But the secret to your success is what? I want to learn more about the Mom Market, how this all came about. And of course, you have a great venue with the Rose Garden. If you're watching this, you can see I have a nice drone shot of it. But Davika, hello. Tell me a little bit about yourself to begin, and then we'll get into the Mom Market, which is happening on August 24th at 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Absolutely. So my name is Davika. I am a mom, a marketer, passionate entrepreneur who thrives in the early hours and late nights. You know, balancing the beautiful chaos of raising a child while also building a business from the ground up. You know, what drives me is my belief that motherhood shouldn't mean putting your dreams on hold. Instead, it can foster a new kind of creativity and resilience and purpose. In terms of, what we're doing here with the Mom Market, we're deeply committed to creating spaces where moms like me don't have to choose between family and ambition, where we can grow our businesses, connect authentically, and also support each other with our ideas and make something impactful. So, you know, the Mom Market was really born from this mission to build community, foster female entrepreneurship, and also invest into ourselves and what we are capable of building.
And how did this idea come about? You said you're a marketer. Were you sitting around like, I need a place to bring all these people together and we can finally talk? Like, how did the genesis of it come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I really think that it came from this idea that, you know, the pain point of where can I find the time to get new business, to connect with community while also raising a child full time. So I think that as I was talking to more women and moms, there was this shared need to be able to, network and grow their businesses as well. And, closing the gap there, that's where the Mom Market really came about.
Yeah, it's like there's all these great, we talk about AI constantly, right? But there's no AI to take over being a mom. Like you have to do that no matter what. It's like, and you have to do all these other things. And I mean, hey, I'm preaching to the choir here. I'm a dad of a 9-year-old and we go out into the community and do stuff all the time. And I'm bringing her to certain events that make sense. And I know that it can be difficult. What kind of challenges have you found when you talk to other moms who are entrepreneurs, who are trying to start their business or promote it?
Absolutely. So what I found that, you know, some moms, they're pursuing their own business and their own venture from the ground up. Others are still working in a professional corporate environment while also trying to build their businesses. Yeah. And, something that we've talked lightly about was that, I think that there's still some taboo about bringing your kids to work. It's not something that's widely embraced in our American culture. And, I think that there is this push and pull where we are, we have work commitments and then also family commitments and trying to find, the balance in between that, it can be really difficult. So, the pain point of being able to have a community space where then you can just build freely, network, build your business, work on that, and then, not have to worry about family and, the timing that you're sacrificing with one thing or the other. So it really clears that away and allows you to focus fully on, yourself and what you're creating.
Right. And so kind of describe what the event schedule kind of in your Instagram here, Moms Meat Market on Instagram.
Yes.
What kind of describe what the event's going to look like?
Absolutely. So we are kicking off the event with a free community yoga class. Really at the heart of this, it's bringing everyone around us, whether you have a family and kids, young adults, everyone in the community is welcome. And there's something for everyone to engage in. So we have the free yoga class in the morning. at 9:30 a.m. You can then mosey on over to the market, you know, engage with the local vendors. We're going to have amazing food, beverages, handmade arts and crafts, jewelry, entertainment. So there's a lot of things to engage just in the market throughout the day. We're going to have some kids' story times, you know, Disney princess dance-offs, superhero training for the little, some chalk art. So it's going to be a full encompassing event.
And you just did the, you're just like, hey, I'm going to do this. I don't need to involve a million organizations. You just, it's not like you're doing this on your own. I'm sure you have some help here and there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have a powerhouse of a mom that's been my right hand. And she, I seriously, she has been amazing. She has pushed me to create this. And she's the one who I initially bounced the idea off of. She was working at a farmer's market. And, you know, we were both talking about the similar pain point that we were experiencing trying to run our business while also balancing motherhood. And I pitched this idea to her and she was like, that's something I would support. That's it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, amazing. So the same day I started talking to different farmers market coordinators and I was like, okay, is this something that, you know, you would be interested in? Because I was trying to gauge, you know, how receptive people are to the idea.
Sure.
Every organizer was like, this is amazing. Our community needs this. So I knew in that moment, this was a great idea and I needed to fully run with it.
So it's the grandma's market too. You could bring your grandma as well. It's not just for mom.
Bring the whole family. Yeah. So we were initially going to start collabing with the farmers markets. The idea kept growing. There was more interest and I just felt that we needed to branch off and just create something of our own and just allow it to be its own platform. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's how we came across Bethlehem Rose Garden as our, you know, first venue space. You know, the city of Bethlehem has been absolutely incredible in supporting us with this. And they've been so lovely to work with. And also the community reach that we're able to get being in a public park is just incredible.
I mean, we don't have to go into why the Rose Garden is so great. The Lehigh Valley is home to some amazing parks like this that aren't just great for a park, but also for, you know, events such as this. So fantastic. I love it. Importantly to a lot of people, let's talk about some of these vendors. We're going through all these. I mean, there's tons of different crafts, clothing, art, food and beverage, wellness, entertainment. We're covering it all.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm assuming you could come here, you know, talk to different ones and getting information for events that you have coming up, all sorts of stuff. Can you talk about some of the vendors?
Yes, absolutely. So something that's been incredibly fulfilling about just putting this event together as a whole has been being able to talk with all of these amazing women. We have so many passionate women here in the space and they are creating something so unique, each one of them. You know, we have an amazing vendor. I believe she's listed under the food and bev or the wellness, but Amid the Moss, she is a neuroscientist and she created her own line of teas that help with different, you know, behavioral issues, ADHD, depression.
Okay.
And she just got into her first official storefront with her line of products. And I'm beyond happy for her. It's just such an incredible accomplishment to be able to see your brand grow and expand like that. So we are so happy to have her at the market with us on August 24th.
Yeah. I'm not a mom, I'm a dad, but I'm looking at this man, they're like in the entertainment part. Cause there's just sometimes I'm on the PTO and we're like, we could use, so there's a great opportunity if you're, you know, going to events like this and finding some other organizations that you can work with and then knowing that they're moms and that you're supporting local. Ah, it just feels good. It's like a hug. I love it.
Yeah, right? It's like such a feel-good event. And, you know, something that I thought was really awesome, too, is that we have, like, wellness offerings that are going to be at the event, too. So even the mom vendors, they can step away for a moment.
Sure.
You know, we have an acupuncturist that's going to be there who's going to be doing, like, cupping and acupuncture on the spot. So it's just a great way to, you know, be able to also give yourself, you know, a little bit of self-care as well, while also being present with your business.
Right. You seem like a farmer's market person. I am as well. We go out to Slatington, even to the marketplace up there.
Oh, wow.
And it's just to get out of the house and drive for 30 minutes and go somewhere in the Lehigh Valley. My point here is that we're, you know, this is great. It's a great opportunity. And I think it's one that, like, you're right, that isn't specifically, you know, tailored for moms. There aren't many out there like this specifically. So I think it's really interesting.
And the market,
how do you hope, like, well, go ahead.
Yeah, the market is truly for everyone. Like, it really is at the base, supporting women and moms in business, but who it can attract and bring in, it's the community at large.
Absolutely. And how do you hope an event like this is the first one, right? I would imagine you're going to get a deluge of people who are like, how do I get involved with this? What is your, I guess, plan moving forward? Are you going to wait and see how this goes? You know,
we're already working on the fall market. So this is seasonal pop-up market. This is our first summer edition.
Great.
We plan on having our fall edition towards the end of October. So we are beyond excited. So this is really just beyond the market. It's a dedicated platform to supporting moms in business. So you have the community at large. I want, you know, the different moms to be able to collaborate together with their businesses, you know, just merge ideas and, you know, stay connected. So that's something that we're also really nurturing right now while we're building up the market space.
Yeah. And again, speaking just as a dad who does this, I work with my wife, and it's, you can definitely get siloed, or you could be working in this environment and you're really connecting on the internet all the time. That is not the same as connecting in person as much as I would like it to be. You know, you have to do stuff like this. And I would imagine it's great for other moms who are working, they're entrepreneurs who are like, I am so burned out. It would just be great to talk to someone else who's kind of going through the same thing. I could learn things from them. I could connect with them and maybe we could team up and do stuff. Great.
Yeah, 100%. And sometimes the solution is meant to help others. Like, you know, in terms of like the creative obstacles that we face sometimes, because everyone does, you know, I think giving back and grounding yourself through that medium can really like open up a whole world of possibilities.
Absolutely. This is great. So again, we want to make sure people get to how... Can they get more information if they're listening to this? Maybe they listen to this afterwards or they want to get involved. They can't attend. Is it the best to go to your Instagram?
Yep. Reach out, DM me at Moms Meat Market. You know, even though the vendor registration for the August market is closed, I've still had an influx of people come to me saying that they're interested. So I want to be able to connect and, you know, see how we can work together down the line.
Yeah. You know, let's do like a mini dad's meat market in one of these. I'll have a vendor table there and just like talk to other dads. But honestly, just coming together and doing stuff like this. I love that you reached out to us. I love this event. We will 100% be there. This is a great way to end the summer as well. This is a day before school starts for me anyway.
Oh my God. It's final summer kickoff.
It'll be a great event. We're looking forward to it.
Amazing.
Davika with the Mom Market. Congratulations and best of luck on everything going forward. It is August 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bethlehem Rose Garden. And to get more information, or if you're hearing this after the fact, go to Instagram, Moms Meat Market, and you can connect with Davika. And best of all luck. I hope I'll meet you in person and we'll...
Amazing.
We'll connect. It was great to talk to you.
Lovely. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you. A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.